The number 1 and the number 11 played a big factor in last night's game. On the 11th day of the 11th month, your first place Beavers travel to Mankato. 1 plus 1 is 2. The Mavericks in second place in the WCHA standings. As one might expect in a game 1 versus 2, on a scale of 1 to 10, the game was an 11. It took until the 11th game of the year for someone other than BSU to score first. Jordan Heller for the Beavers from the right side point, throws it into the left side corner. Picked up there by Minnesota State. Played out towards center by French. Ahead now for the Mavericks, Charlie Girard. They come in with a shot, and Michael Bitzer puts his glove down on top of it. The Maverick fans in that end thought the puck had gone in. The goal light, I don't think, ever came on. And they go to review this one. But like they have before all season long, BSU would come back. BSU had 11 shots in the third. One of them, the first career goal for Dan Billett. Now Eichstead, now Billett again. Billett tosses it ahead looking for Nate Arntz. Misfired. They'll wave off the icing. Picked up by Jay Dickman. Dickman just throws his stick towards the puck. It goes trickling towards the goalie. Woloski fights it down to the ice. And the Mavericks cleared to the line, but not out. Picked up now by Billett. Billett shoots through traffic and scores! Dan Billett from the top of the right circle. Walk around the defenseman, and Bemidji State has tied up the hockey game with 11:35 left here in the third period.
Tied 1-1 after regulation, BSU got another first. Their first 3-on-3 overtime. 11 times 2 is 22. The number of Captain Charlie O'Connor, who scored the game-winning goal.
Still 3-on-3, 2:40 left here in 3-on-3 overtime. The Beavers have O'Connor, Bauman, and Beauvais. Bauman wins the draw. Bauman gets it back from Beauvais, carries it into the offensive zone, throws on the brakes, right side wall. Bauman with it, just lugs the puck around up on top of the circles, feeds it back now for O'Connor, left side circle, shoots it, and scores!
11-11!
Charlie O'Connor goes far side, and Bemidji State wins 2-1.
Beaver head coach Tom Ceratori, a big fan of 11 times 2.
Charlie's good and tight right there, and him being right-handed right here, going across Pulowski's body helped, I think.
The improvement last night for the Beavers between the first period and the second period was drastic. So says Leo Fitzgerald.
First period, we had way too many turnovers. We just had to get the puck behind their D and outwork them, and we had way too many turnovers trying to make fancy plays, and we just got to outwork them and have better possession time in their own zones.
We'll be hard-pressed to have as entertaining of a game tonight as we did last night. And to the best of my knowledge, no one's ever made a song called 11-12. The new Supreme Game Show next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.